Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
PJ Manuel was looking to build on a promising performance in Jacksonville last Sunday, but on Wednesday in practice, his left knee had other ideas. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy. And Murph, for the third time this season, a sprained knee is going to keep the rookie quarterback out of the lineup.
Yeah, and this one comes as a bit of a surprise. Manuel's knee injury was thought to be minor. He suffered it late in the first half of Sunday's game at Jacksonville. He was able to finish the game, and the Bills said on Monday they thought it was a minor injury, but Manuel tried to make it work in practice on Wednesday, but it soon became clear to the team and the coaches that the injury compromised his mobility.
The situation with EJ is this. We went out there today. I think you saw. You guys were there. You saw him where he's able to, you know, throw the ball in the pocket. But the stability in that knee with the swelling, he does not have the escapability or the ability to run after the fake or zone read or those type of things that, you know, we feel is important for us to win. Dad Lewis will start. Okay. Jeff Toole will be his backup. And I feel very confident that EJ Manuel will start in our final game of the season versus New England.
Manuel was visibly frustrated that his latest knee injury would not allow him to play this Sunday against the Dolphins. Now that this is the third time a knee injury has kept him sidelined, Manuel is exasperated.
Tell me about it. When it happened in the game, I just kind of said to myself, like, is this, you know, is this really happening again? And, you know, I just taped it up and kept playing. But obviously the onset after, you know, something like that happened is going to get stiff and sore on you. So it's part of it. But you know, nonetheless, get a chance to play against New England and finish the season strong.
So with EJ Manuel down for the week, his backup, Thad Lewis, will make his fourth start of this season for the Buffalo Bills. And he'll do it against the Miami Dolphins, a team that he beat back in Week 7 in Miami.
This opportunity to play is always exciting. But, you know, going against Miami as a division opponent, you know, you obviously want to win those games. And it's important to us, you know, to go out in the season, you know, with a snowball effect rolling and winning, you know, and having that feeling going into the offseason. So it's a very important game.
It's also looking like Stevie Johnson will not be available for Sunday's game either as he mourns the loss of his mother, which happened just this past weekend. He's back with his family in his native California. So the prospect of playing without Manuel and Johnson is pretty much par for the course at this point in the season for the rest of the players on Buffalo's offense.
We're used to it. You know, injuries are a part of this game and situations come up, you know, like a Stevie situation. But we just got to play football. You know, it's going to be the same game. And we just got to, you know, play our game with or without him and just manage to pull out a win.
Well, Murph, this isn't news anyone wants to hear about EJ Manuel, who we know is going to benefit every time he's on the field. The thing that's uncanny to me is every time he seems to make noticeable, visible progress on the field, he has a knee injury, whether it's the Indy preseason opener, the next week injured against Minnesota, the Cleveland game, and now coming off this Jacksonville game, he's got to sit again.
Yeah, we talked earlier in the day, I guess the good thing, the silver lining, if there is one, is that in each of these cases, the knee injury has not required surgery. That's big. These are relatively minor knee injuries for EJ Manuel. The problem is, among others, the fact that, you know, at the end of the year, that they'll only have 11 games of evaluation on Manuel's rookie year. I thought it was interesting that Coach Marone is adamant that Manuel will be playing against New England next week. What do you say, 100% sure?
110%, I think he was.
110%, that's right.
There are a couple of other injury notes that came out of Wednesday's practice. Aaron Williams was called a 50-50 shot to play on Sunday by head coach Doug Marone. He's dealing with a rib injury. So is Fred Jackson, who did not practice on Wednesday either, but Coach Marone said he should be fine. Marcell Dareus, limited coming off that ankle injury, should be okay for Sunday. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.